more or less our movement here about free software and the community behind the free software and the ethics and what we have created here. But this will then be shifted to the more or less upcoming AI data mining whatever world. And I think that's a very fascinating topic, how to keep our ethics, our themes alive in this world, because it's very, very necessary. We have all these Google and other big companies trying to get the hold on all our data stuff. So this will be presented by Justin Flory and Mike Nolan. They are from, or Mike is from Rochester, or Flory? And they are from the Institute of Technology, LibreCorp, and UNICEF Office of Innovation. Please give him the big welcome and enjoy the talk.
So in 2018, Victoria Krakovna at Google's DeepMind AI lab asked her colleagues at Google to bring her some examples of misbehaving AI. So how does AI never lose a game of Tetris? You pause the game. How does a self-driving car that's supposed to keep itself fast and safe keep itself fast and safe? Spins in a circle in the same spot. In the same article, there was an artificial life simulation to simulate evolution that ended up creating this species that had this sedentary, lazy lifestyle, and it would mate to produce new children that it would then eat for resources and energy, and then mate to have more edible children. So some of these are a little funny or odd, but this is increasingly becoming our world. Not eating children, but major social networks are serving you ads for cat food after you post about getting a cat. Major U.S. retailers know that you are pregnant before you've even told your family or friends. So what happens when these stories turn into a major job matching site knows that you're afraid to ask for a raise, and a major online retailer knows that you're an impulse buyer? The rest of the world is starting to take notice too. Last week, January 20th, the CEO of Google made a call for regulation for the governments of the US and Europe to start coming up with ways to regulate AI. So this brings us to the perfect opportunity to talk about Goodhart's Law. When a measure becomes a target, it ceases to be a good measure. We who work in technology are too often a witness to a system that does not serve. Why? Actually, there's a pretty easy answer, and it explains a lot. Technology was designed with technology at the center, not people, which is to say it was badly designed.
I got you. And so this is the problem that we want to talk about during this talk today, right? There is this increasing diversion between what we feel like technology should be doing and what it's actually doing. And more importantly, there aren't really any clear actual steps that we have seen to mitigate the risks of this technology infringing on our own human rights. And so specifically, we want to break this down into three main things. We want to think about what sort of freedoms do we actually want to protect specifically from AI systems,